Hi. All right, great. Hello, everybody. My name is Brian Duggan, and I will be talking today about connecting the geospatial dots with Raku. This is a fast talk, only 10 minutes, so I'm going to go through things quickly, but the slides will all be available afterwards. But quick poll, how many people here have used Raku? Oh, good. One, two, three. Okay. I'm going to go through a lot of Raku syntax in this talk. But again, you can check out the slides afterwards if it doesn't make sense. Okay, so my name is Brian. I work at a company called Instacart in the U.S. We're a grocery technology company. We do grocery deliveries, among other things, and we use geospatial data a lot. We have kind of a bottom-up geospatial culture there, where we use whatever tool is best to get the job done. So I'm going to go through a few different aspects of Raku and how it can be used for geospatial work. I'm going to talk a little bit about managing data with it, getting some OpenStreetMap data, and then some visualization, go into Leaflet, which we just heard about in the last talk, and then a little bit of analysis with DuckDB and Geos. And there will be some AI also, I promise. So a little bit about the Raku philosophy. One of our core community members, Damian Conway, had these things to say about the philosophy of the language. We used to say there's more than one way to do it. With Raku, we say there's always more than one way to do it, but some ways are a little more equal than others. So we try to encourage better programming without forcing it. We used to say easy things should be easy and hard things should be possible, but now we say easy things should be trivial, hard things should be easy, and impossible things should just be hard. And then to be more a little more formal, we seek to support developers without getting in their way so that whatever mental model works for you, you can translate into code. Okay, so let's start with making the easy things trivial. Anybody here use Nominatim to get OpenStreetMap data? Okay, so here's how you use it in Raku. You say use web service nominatim, nom gives you an object. You say it's called nom.search. You put a colon after it. You can either use colon or parentheses for method calls, and then you get back a data structure. Now let's use leaflet. Also pretty simple, we say use map leaflet and make a map object like that. And then we have a little for loop here, and if you look closely, you might notice that something's missing from the for loop, a variable. We have an implicit variable. It's called the topic variable. It's $_. It's implied, so this is actually iterating through a list, and then it's extracting latitude and longitude from the elements of the hashes in the list. Okay, let's talk about bounding boxes. Bounding boxes can be kind of annoying because